Dear Chief Astronomy, is the future already determined? Well, a bit, but mostly it's not. As we've argued before in Cheap Astronomy, the only time frame that really exists is the present. The idea of hopping into a time machine and travelling to the past or the future assumes that both the past and the future somehow exist as destinations. But for that to work, there has to be energy available to sustain both your departure point, the present, and those destinations, past and future. However, from everything we observe in the universe, it seems that all the energy that's available in the current moment of the universe is consumed in taking it and us into the next moment. Otherwise, we'd constantly lose energy to sustain the past. So it is pretty much a case of, you can't have your cake and eat it. And in much the same way, the future can't already exist now, because all the energy that's currently in the present now has to be taken forward to power up that future. Of course, not everyone agrees with this viewpoint. For example, multiverse theories depend on there being sufficient energy to maintain multiple versions of the universe simultaneously. Nonetheless, fundamental quantum mechanics does suggest the future can't be predetermined, since, at a quantum level, nothing is predictable. Indeed, everything is inherently unpredictable. So the future really must be something we make up as we go. All that said, though, we shouldn't just talk about time in isolation. Time really is just one aspect of space-time. So while it may be true that the past is irretrievably gone, you can still see it. Indeed, through astronomy, you can still see 13.8 billion years of it. In astronomy, you always have to remember that anything you see happening at a distance happened in the past. And whatever may be happening in that distance today, like now today, is unknowable and inaccessible. You can potentially travel to a destination 100 light years away, but it will take you more than 100 years to get there. But of course, anything becomes possible in science fiction. Starfleet can receive an alert from the light years distant planet Vulcan about something that is happening now, like today now, because of subspace communication. Whatever the heck that is. And according to Star Trek lore, Starfleet can just warp over there to save the day and then get home again in time for tea. So it all kind of depends what you want to believe. It's nice to imagine we have a Star Trek future to look forward to, but any by-the-book relativity theorist would say that receiving information about what's happening on the light years distant Vulcan today and then warping over to fix it today means you are seeing and accessing things that are outside of your light cone. That is, you are seeing and accessing things today that are really in your distant, inaccessible, and unknowable future. Of course, if we are going to believe relativity physics, you can actually get yourself into the future by moving it close to the speed of light so that time dilation comes into play. So if you fly around and around the Earth really, really fast, it might take you less than a day to get into the 23rd century. But all the while that you're doing that, everyone down on Earth can see you whizzing around and around overhead, day by day, as they live, grow old, have families, and die. So even though it might seem to you like you just clicked your fingers and went into the 23rd century, you actually went the long way around, covering an enormous amount of distance while doing those orbits at very high speed. So again, that's our Cheap Astronomy proposition. It's only the present moment that exists. The past is gone, although records of what it was still come to us from the distant past through electromagnetic radiation and other means. The future is an undiscovered country that just hasn't happened yet, and its eventual form will be entirely determined by whatever template the present moment delivers to it. So, whatever actions or inactions that we take now really do determine what our future will be. This is probably the most fundamental lesson that any sentient being can and should learn. But boy, it's sure taking us a while.